Every processor on the planet, from the chip in your microwave to the silicon powering a data center, runs on exactly two states, on, off, that's it. No gradients, no shades of gray, just a hard yes or a hard no. That might sound absurdly limited, Jorge, but here's the twist. It's precisely that limitation that makes modern computing so powerful. In 1937, a young MIT graduate student named Claude Shannon published a master's thesis proving that Boolean algebra, a system of pure logical operations, could govern the arrangement of electrical switches. That single insight became the architectural blueprint for every digital circuit ever built. Think of a light switch in a hallway. It's either up or it's down. Now think of a billion of those switches, each one flipping millions of times per second, each one answering a single question: is current flowing or isn't it? That's the transistor. A transistor is a microscopic semiconductor switch etched into silicon. When voltage is applied, it opens. Remove the voltage, it closes. The digital world calls those two states 1 and 0, a binary digit, or a bit. The term bit was coined by mathematician John Tukey in 1947, and then popularized by Claude Shannon in his landmark work on information theory. Every file, every video, every message you've ever sent is at its core a long sequence of those ones and zeros. That means the entire digital universe is built from a vocabulary of exactly two words. Now, a single bit isn't useful on its own. The key idea is what happens when you combine bits using logic. Boolean logic gates are the circuits that take bits as inputs and produce a new bit as output based on a rule. An AND gate outputs a 1 only when both inputs are 1. An OR gate outputs a 1 when at least one input is 1. A NOT gate simply flips the bit. 1 becomes 0, 0 becomes 1. For example, suppose you want a computer to check whether a user is both logged in and has admin privileges. That's a literal AND gate in action. These gates are not metaphors. They are physical circuits, and they chain together to form every decision a processor makes. Here's something remarkable. One specific gate, the NAND gate, is considered a universal gate. You can construct any other logic gate entirely from NAND gates alone. In modern CMOS chip technology, a single NAND gate requires only 4 transistors. 4 transistors. That's the atom of computation. Scale that up, Jorge, and the numbers become staggering. High-end commercial processors now regularly exceed 200 billion transistors on a single die. 200 billion switches, most of them grouped into logic gates, all operating in coordinated lockstep. That's not just a big number. It's the reason a modern chip can simultaneously run your operating system, stream audio, handle network requests, and execute machine learning inference without breaking a sweat. The key idea here is parallelism. Because transistors are so small and so fast, billions of logical decisions can happen simultaneously within a space smaller than your thumbnail. Shannon's Boolean algebra, Tukey's bit, and 4 transistor NAND gates, those 3 foundational pieces stack directly into that 200 billion transistor reality. The chain from theory to silicon is unbroken. The takeaway from all of this is deceptively simple, and it's worth sitting with. Every app you use, every search result you get, every frame of video rendered on your screen, all of it collapses down to the manipulation of binary states using Boolean logic. A computer does not understand language, images, or music. It understands one thing: is this transistor on or off? From that single question, asked billions of times per second across billions of switches, emerges everything. Shannon proved the logic could work in 1937. Engineers figured out how to shrink the switches to atomic scales. And now, Jorge, the machine that fits in your pocket, contains more switching elements than there are stars in the Milky Way. All computing power, every last bit of it, arises from that one ruthlessly simple idea.